Blog Talk Radio.
journey? Where'd you get that love? What made you think you were the only traveler on this road? Billions of us out here, you were never by yourself. All you had to do was bend your knee and ask for a little help. And for anything, there ain't nothing you want to hold on to. For anything, he can take care of that for you. Try to understand. When you think that there is nothing you can do, you can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's talk about the devotional for tonight. Okay. It's called Living Without Offense. Loving others is one of the most important and typical commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from God, who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father, so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in obedience of Jesus' command to love people. Taking offense allows others to dictate your emotions and thereby your quality of life. When we allow the expressions of brokenness, in other words, in others to affect us, we must take our minds off the ways of heaven and place them on the ways of the world. If we are to effectively live in obedience to the second greatest commandment of loving others, we must allow God to transform us into those who live without offense. When someone wrongs me, I instantly feel a need for justice and fairness rise within me. I feel as I inherently have the right to be angry or even to exact revenge for the wrong they committed. Offense stirs up feelings of insecurity, pride, anger, and frustration that I will do just about anything to rear myself up. But when I look at Scripture, I see Jesus modeling the exact opposite reaction to offense. Matthew 27 is filled with wrongs done to Jesus, as seen in his betrayal, the freeing of the murderer Barabbas, the flogging to the crown of thorns, the carrying of the cross, the mocking of by the soldiers and the thief, and eventually his death. Jesus had more right to take offense and exact revenge than any human in all the history. But Jesus saw past all the offenses to the heart of those who wronged him. He saw past the hard, aggressive, and angry exteriors to the wounded places of the soul, and found within him the strength, love, and courage to pray, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In the face of the worst offenses and injustice, Jesus chose to offer grace, mercy, and forgiveness, and compassion. Jesus lived his life free from offense and therefore was free to love others. His ability to live past expressions of brokenness to the hurts beneath the surface empowered him to live with joy, passion, love, and purpose. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." If we are to fulfill the command of Scripture, we must look to Jesus as a model and live without offense. We must choose grace over revenge and compassion over worldly justice. You have the ability to choose how you respond to others. Your emotions and actions do not have to be dictated by simple acts of others. Choose to pursue love and humility over vengeance and anger. Allow the Lord to highlight and heal any wounds and insecurities that cause you to respond poorly to the offenses as you enter guided prayer. So meditate on Scripture's command to live without offense. Reflect on Jesus' response to offense and elevate him as your model for living. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. Good sense makes one slow to anger and is in glory to overlook offense. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, when he was revealed, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to judge to satisfy. Come on. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have his mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, being humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So what insecurities or wounds causes you to respond to offenses in ways other than those of Jesus? What's at the core of your offense? What's keeping you from fully loving others? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 21 to 22. Okay, do not take heart of all things that people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you look past acts of brokenness to the heart of those who offend you. Ask him to heal your own brokenness and transform you into a person who loves others well. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Romans chapter 14, verse 19, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, with all humility and gentleness, with patience bearing one another, in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. What would your life be like if you were free from offense? How much more consistently would you experience peace and joy? If God commands you to choose humility and compassion over offense, there must be a far better way to live. Vengeance, anger, and frustration will only rob you of the abundant life God intends for you. whereas humility and compassion will fill you with the very power of grace of God himself. May you be a child with the heart of a father and love others as his love today. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 27 and bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Now, let us bring us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living this life, okay, going on this dusty road, okay, never knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe from something much worse, such as addiction to drugs and alcohol. Okay? Gambling, overeating, sexual morality. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Wingbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you. May he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Play some more music.
Something worth loving. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed those songs. Amen. All right. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, you are on my information highway. There is knowledge in my kingdom, and I'm filling you with full with the knowledge of my spirit. The downloads of heaven are coming quicker and quicker, says God. I am increasing the bandwidth of your understanding. The spirit of knowledge and the spirit of understanding are opening up to you now. I am making you quick understanding that you might run with the swift and take the prey even from the mouth of the enemy. Even as you have sought the prophetic, I have given you a hearing ear to hear what I am saying to my people. Be faithful to hear, says God, and faithful to speak in this season. Know this, says the Father, that I have called you as one of my prophetic voices. I am the God that made man's mouth and you. My words will be. In order to speak my words, I will cause you to know the confidence that you have heard me. I am now breaking off of you the lies and deceptions, those mind-binding spirits that have tried to discourage you from knowing that you know that you have heard from heaven. Every illegitimate authority over your life is being extracted. The stoppers are coming out of your ears and the blinders are coming out of your eyes because you do have ears to hear and you have eyes to see. Amen. This goes out to those that need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All right. Well, I'm calling an end to tonight's service. Okay, I want to keep it at an hour. So I'm going to say God bless everybody. God treat you all right. Okay? And God bless.